Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on the Up Your Brave show on Reality Check Radio. Next up, I'm talking to Amanda Cartridge all about celebrating spiritual values and specifically about the up-and-coming National Spiritual Day. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Thanks, Natalie. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so great to have you here. And I'm excited to hear about National Spiritual Day, something that I'm very into, but I hadn't really heard about. For those of you that may or may not know Amanda, Amanda Cartridge is the Registrar of Spiritualism New Zealand and the brainchild of National Spiritual Day, which will be launched for the first time on September the 22nd this year. Amanda and other committee members were in the early stages of planning celebrations to honor the passing of the Act, which legitimized spiritualism in New Zealand 100 years ago, when the idea appeared to expand this to all those interested in spirituality. As is often the case when messages come from the spirit world, Amanda had prepared to receive this some time ago with a prior message, quote unquote, "You have a role to play in promoting spiritualism in New Zealand." Spiritualism as a philosophy is free from creed or dogma, and it is often difficult to define what it means to be a spiritualist or even to be spiritual. Amanda is a classic example of this fluidity. A descendant of the Anglican Archbishop of New Zealand, her great-grandfather, and a black sheep of the family, like most of my listeners, I imagine, her father, who was a seeker, she feels she was born as a spiritualist, although she didn't become aware of this term until she was in her 40s. Well, Amanda, I think a lot of people can probably relate to that, being the black sheep in the family. And that's right, the term spiritualism can be means such different things to different people. So I would love it if we can start off. Tell us a little bit more about the journey that led you here, and specifically if there was a moment in your 40s when that message came into you, you have a role to play in promoting spiritualism in New Zealand. Oh my goodness. Tell us a little bit more about the backstory that led you to this role.
Yeah, well, the promoting spiritualism wasn't my 40s. That was much more recent than that. And that was just when I was having a reading. It was someone had was channeling a message for me and had brought in that. And I really didn't know what it meant. I was already on the board of Spiritualism New Zealand, which was kind of something I fell into a little bit. I was approached by one of the current board members to go on and join the board. And I was really honoured to be part of that. So as far as not knowing it, I guess I've been a seeker and I'd been looking for quite a long time to find an organisation that I was aligned with. And I didn't even know that spiritualism existed or that spiritual centres existed, and even though I'd been looking. So I think that they don't have a lot of visibility because it tends to be the people running them and not the sort of people who go out there and promote themselves. And it often means that people don't know that the centres exist. So I did. I had a friend who had grown up in spiritualism, had grown up going to a spiritualist church, and she was the one who took me along to a centre to start with, and that started my journey with it and my development on that side. But as far as the spiritual value side goes, I've been involved in personal growth and personal development since I was in my early 20s, and always looking for ways to, I guess, be a better person, to live a better life and to be more aware of those around me and what's important for everyone, really.
Well, I've always been a believer in divine timing, and I feel like September the 22nd coming up, 2024 specifically, I feel like what I've noticed over the past year and a half having done this radio show is more and more people are seeking, to use your phrase, you know, spirituality or reflection. They're going, who am I? What am I here for? What is my purpose? Asking questions that probably you and I have been asking our whole lives, but more people are starting to ask those questions. I feel like your timing is divine. Tell us a little bit more about celebrating spiritual values. What does that mean? What does that look like?
So it can be a lot of different things to different people. I think there's a lot of universal laws that people are quite aware of anyway. So things like cause and effect or manifestation things, there's, you know, a lot of those laws, but also just things like being a good person, you know, being kind to your neighbour, connecting with nature, all those sorts of things. So the ways that you can do it is just a multitude. Like mindfulness is now, you know, the catchphrase. That's the one that's sort of getting through the workplaces and things like that. But more at a personal level, you know, like reflecting. An interaction doesn't go the way that you want it to go. Reflect on that. What does that mean for you? You know, what was your part in that? How did you contribute to the outcome of that? So on a daily basis, it's a lot of things like that. Meditation, people do healings, all sorts of practices that people can do. But really, living spiritual values is no different from what it was in the old days, where religion was important. If you, to me, if you look back into the basis of all religions, they're all based on the same spiritual values that come through them all. It's the human element that gets added to it, which then adds on the, I guess, the rules or the dogma that you must do it in this way. But really underlying all of those religions is the same thing. You know, respect for your fellow human being. Take personal responsibility for your life, all those sorts of things.
I was just thinking of something yesterday that I did. So with this spiritual living, is it that it's not just, you know, classic things like meditation and journaling and that type of thing, but even just the small ways that we act and we interact, especially, you know, as people say, when no one's watching. For example, yesterday I was going to my yoga class and I really like to drive down my road and then I walk across the boardwalk. And it's just the same. It would take me the same amount of time to drive there all the way, but I'd rather have the walk. So I drive down the end of my road and my car is big. It's a 7-seater people mover. And I fit into this car park, no problem. But I don't like to get jammed in, right, with people too close to me. So I left a buffer of space, like a meter in front of me. And then I got out and I looked at the car and I thought, oh, a small car could maybe fit behind me. But if I moved forward, you know, like 30 centimeters or maybe 25, it would actually be easier. And like, you know, and I got back in the car and I moved the car forward and I went on my merry way. I don't know. That's not really spiritual, but I'm just thinking that's the type of thing that I think a lot of people, we want to make life good and easy for other people. And going out of your way when no one else is watching. I don't know. I don't really know what my point is, but is it partly the practices that we do that feel and sound spiritual, but also the way that we live our life in the small little acts of doing things and doing what feels right to us, regardless of who's watching?
Yeah, definitely. So that's living in integrity. You know, you're thinking of other people. It's not just about you. And it is spiritual. It's a spiritual thing. It's all energetic. Everything about the world is energetic. So whatever you do, you're putting energy out there. And so that was really positive energy you were putting out when you were doing that, because you were thinking, oh, okay, what about the next person who comes? Because if someone else had come along and went to park in that park and thought, oh, well, if she'd just moved 30 centimeters forward, I could have fitted there. Well, that's negative energy, and it's negative energy coming your way. Whether you know, receive it or know about it or not, it's still negative energy coming out into the universe.
And by the way, when I got back to my car with my bright red face, because anyone that's seen me do yoga, my face goes really pink, more than other people. Like, I look really crazy afterwards. And anyway, I got back and there was a car behind me. And part of the through my body, I was like, oh gosh, what if I'm locked in? But then I got there and I had ample space, you know, and I had to do a few little. It wasn't an easy departure, but it wasn't super tricky. And so I was happy with my decision.
Yeah, and that's the give and take too. You know, it's not always going to be 100% in your favor, and it's not always going to be 100% convenient to do the right thing as such, if there is such a right thing.
Well, I think that's such an interesting point too, right? Over the last 4 years, there was so much messaging around like doing the right thing and you know, protecting granny. And we don't need to go down that path. But my point is, I think people naturally do want to do the right thing, but I feel like it's what feels right to you, whether it's picking up rubbish as you're walking on the beach or helping open the door for someone who's coming through behind you. I think these are things that most people do. Let's chat a little bit more about the actual event. I'd love to hear more about it. It's the first time you're doing it. How can people get involved? Because I think a lot of people are spiritual in their own life or they want to be more. Is this a way that they can do that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on our website, we do have ways that you can get involved. So some of those are practical ways, but generally just celebrating the day. That's all I really want, is for people to acknowledge that 22nd of September, that's the day. Celebrate living spirituality, living spiritual values, whatever that is for you. So it might be, you know, just connecting with family or friends or going for a walk in nature or spending time with your favorite animal, but just consciously on that day going, oh, I want to connect with spirit, whatever it is for me, whatever spirit is. So it doesn't, you know, it can be God, it can be the divine, it can be any being that's higher, a higher being than you, but it can also be the divine in you. You don't even have to have a belief for, you know, the atheists out there, you know, having that belief in your abilities to live your best life while you're here. Bringing in that wisdom from, you know, an older version of you or things like that. So it really doesn't matter. We will have organized events on the day as well that you can participate in. So there'll be things in your local areas that have been organized. If you're an organizer, if you already have a spiritual center, if you have a spiritual group you're part of, we'd love it if you'd pull that group together on that date or around that date to do something. And we're happy to put that up onto our website as well so that people could have visibility of what you're doing.
Amazing.
We do have a events calendar on there by region. So you can go to your region and see what events are running in that region. And then we'll also have something online all day as well for those people who don't have something running in their area or for whatever reason prefer to do something online.
I think this is a great opportunity for people because while I feel more people are seeking spirituality, I think more people are also seeking synergistic friendships, you know, meaning connecting with other people, especially in person, who they can be themselves around and they can have these conversations, these higher level conversations, not just how's the weather, how's work type thing, but deeper conversations. And I think that's kind of part of what you're celebrating as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep, definitely. So, I mean, it might even just be if you happen to be working, it's a Sunday this year that it falls on, if you happen to be working on that day, you know, just saying a kind word to a colleague, you know, or suggesting let's all meet and have coffee together for our breaks or anything like that. It just anything that connects you with spirit, anything that connects you with yourself. Anything that makes you feel good in that way, where obviously not all the addiction things, but you know, anything that makes you feel really good in a positive way, doing that on the day just to celebrate, to honor yourself, to honor the life that you have here.
I think it's a wonderful concept. All right, so I'm going to invite our listeners to make a note to yourself. If you've got an old school calendar on your wall, we've got ours in the kitchen, go ahead and circle that day or write on it, National Spiritual Day. And that'll be just a little reminder to you to do, as Amanda's suggesting, do something that where you're present, you're grounded, you're maybe reflecting on a deeper level. Basically, you're not distracted. You're not watching your Netflix or whatever. You're actually pondering on a little deeper level. And I also invite people to go and have a look at the events or maybe create your own event and then spread the word through Amanda's website. Usually at the end, I'm going to ask you again at the end, but can you tell us the website or where they go to look up these events?
Yeah, it's just National Spiritual Day, all running together, .nz.
Great. Nice and easy. So good. Okay. So you've told us a little bit about how it started. What are you hoping for? Are you hoping that this is something that every year upon year it gets bigger? What is your vision?
Yeah, so this year we're doing it celebrating, so the focus for this year is celebrating 100 years of spiritualism in New Zealand. So 100 years ago, an act was passed which legitimised spiritualism and really stopped people from being persecuted under the Witchcraft Act, the old archaic Witchcraft Act.
Yeah.
And so that's what our focus is for this year. But years going forward, we're going to really focus on a different theme each year. So it's really just about living spiritually or celebrating spiritual values in that way. So that can be whatever it means for you on that. And we don't have, to be honest, we're so rushed off our feet trying to get this off the ground that we haven't thought ahead. And ideally, yeah, we would have the focus for next year so I could share that with you now, but I don't have that. So we will have a different focus each year just to give people.
Well, maybe it's going to be spiritually guided. See what comes in, see what feels right.
Yeah. But it could be all sorts of things. I mean, you know, it could be a healing focus. It could be, I don't know, love your neighbor. It could be, all sorts of things, you know.
So you talked about the 100-year anniversary, and perspectives have definitely shifted, as you'd hope so, in the last 100 years. But do you feel like there's still that level of resistance in society, you know, around Reiki or tarot or whatever, you know, or psychic readings? What are your thoughts on that? What's the pulse of Kiwis that you've noticed around spirituality, maybe in the last 5 or so years?
There is and there isn't. I've noticed some real normalizing of it, and where it comes through, people talking about karma just in really strange places where you wouldn't expect to hear it. And I think there's this idea, right, that, you know, a butterfly flicking its wings on one side of the world can make movement on the other side of the world. I never really kind of understood that until I heard a thing about AI, ironically, which is that with the machines and the machine learning, if 1% of people are swiping on their social media in a different way or looking at different stuff on social media, that lets the machines know that there is a different way. And then they don't necessarily, like, they put the same weighting on all of that information. So that gave me a lot of hope for the world, because we're getting to that 1%, if not higher than that 1%. There's so many people now where this is really important to them, where they realize that it's not just about the physical world. It's not just about getting extra money and power and things like that. So bringing in that element of, I guess the more people, the more mass that we have, the more people talking about this, the more that just in everyday conversation are asking their friends deeper questions, are wanting to know what's really going on for the person, that's all helping with this movement. It's all helping people to recognize they're not alone and that they are a being that's here that others are interested in and others care about, and that they can care about other people. And that it just makes that, I don't know, that wonderful shift, you know?
Like, I think it's called the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
The butterfly effect, slightly different than the domino effect, but yeah, exactly. Mm. I think also it's so important, especially around, you know, freedom of speech, but for people to feel like they can ask questions and they're not going to be shut down or shunned or anything. You know, they can ask about history or evolution and just, you know, we're allowed. I often say to my family, I'm allowed to ask these questions. We should be allowed, not just allowed. We should be encouraged to ask these questions rather than keeping conversations to, you know, what are you having for dinner? And, you know, how was your weekend type stuff? I think it's, people are craving depth.
How's the weather?
So interesting. On my show, if you're new to the Up Your Brave show, one of the things, a lot of people say they come to my show when they want to be uplifted. And I love that. But I usually say, you know, the Up Your Brave show, where it's all about motivation, inspiration, spirituality, and empowerment. And spirituality is one of the words I've been throwing around, you know, meaning I've incorporated that into my show pretty much from the early stages, because I like to shine the light on spirituality. It's not an area that I'm an expertise in very deeply in, but I love to bring people in like you, Amanda, who have wisdom to share in this area. Some of the interviews we've done not so long ago, I interviewed Rebecca Gambles about communicating with animals, and I interviewed Ginny Jones on ETs. Extraterrestrial. So, you know, we kind of like to cover a whole range of things that don't get covered on general mainstream media. Do you see spirituality being covered anywhere else, like on other media that's more traditional media? Have you seen the rise, like you said, people talking about karma and things like that? Have you seen a little bit of that elevating?
It's more focused in the wellness area. Mm. So even workplaces, it's very much about wellness, which is kind of like the kindergarten level.
Yeah.
Of spirituality. And so, yeah, it's getting out there though. And certain places are putting in more, you know, feel good stories as well, and recognizing that not everyone just wants to hear the doom and gloom all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it does tend to be more the specialist, you know, media area avenues than the mainstream ones.
Well, we're paving the way, but I think, you know, slowly the media, once they see that it's safe to mention some of these topics, then they might get some guests on board like you that can talk in this area. I think they just kind of tiptoe into it, but I think it's going to become more well-received.
Yeah. And I think for people, it's just realizing, you know, how you're doing this already. Like, as I said, I didn't know I was a spiritualist. I didn't know that label. But I was already doing it. You know, I was already living those spiritual values. And I'd say a lot of your listeners are as well. They're already living. They're living in a way that is authentic, I guess, as an integrity with themselves, an integrity with what's important to them, what their values are. And that's what it's really all about.
I think you're right. I think people are. We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this discussion? What are you doing daily, or maybe just throughout your week, to connect you on a spiritual level, whatever that means to you? We would love to hear from you. You can send us a text, 2057, or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. If you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Amanda Cartridge, and we're talking about spirituality. What else, Amanda, before I ask you our closing questions, is there anything else you want to tell us about the day, National Spiritual Day? What, why, how, who is it for? I think we've covered most of the basics. Anything else?
It's for everyone, really. I mean, my ideal would be everybody stops and does something. We are running a couple of healing moments on the day, one at 12:22, which is just an opportunity to really stop and, you know, connect in whatever way it works for you. So we, you know, suggest, you know, taking a few breaths in, you know, connecting with your heart, feeling the love that's within your heart. May even be you want to feel that love grow within you. Send it out to your loved ones. Send it out to people in the community or to those people who are in need. And then, you know, finish off by taking another deep breath and just focusing back in your heart and then continuing on your day. Even something just as simple as that, and pulling the energy of everyone doing that at the same time would be really cool. And I know they've done studies on it, and they can measure the energy in places, and they have measured how those types of things affect all of life on the planet or in the area where they're done. So I would love to be a part of generating something like that in New Zealand. Like, it's already really well known that New Zealand is a very spiritual place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of energetic forces which come together to make New Zealand that place. So capitalizing on that, tapping into it, being a part of that. And then, you know, just going out and whether it's just connecting with friends or whether you want to go to a center that's running something, a lot of the spiritualist churches or centers will be running events. And generally they involve, you know, a bit of singing often, an address, you know, a talk on a particular subject. Some of them will be talking about the history of spiritualism. They will also generally have some mediumship or readings that they do for people in the audience. And then nearly always they're followed, oh, actually some healing as well. And nearly always they're followed by connection, where you can stop and have a cup of tea with someone. And a lot of cases, places will do cakes to celebrate the anniversary as well for this year. So those avenues are open to people as well, or any of the other events that we're hoping to get up on our website. And if people are organising them, send me the details so I can put them up.
Yeah, I agree. And send her the details. And the other invitation I'll put out there is, if anyone does have an event, a spiritual event coming up on the 22nd or even on another time, if you send me a little video of you talking about it, a short video but filmed on vertical, so a rectangle, vertical rectangle, I can make it, put it in a little reel, and I'm happy to help spread the word. So you can get in touch with me, 2057 on the text, or Up Your Brave on the socials, and I'm happy to spread the word about that too. I think that's exciting. You're basically looking to create the butterfly effect on the 22nd at 12:22, if people can put that specifically in their calendar as well. Imagine what we can create together if we really are present in that moment and have some healing. Are you going to have something facilitated at that time? Is there something online or no?
Yes,
you just
we will.
Okay.
We will do it online, but you don't have to be online to do it.
Yeah.
It's just, and ideally I would love to get that onto all the radio stations. So if anyone's got skills in that area and knows how I get out to media, I'd love to hear from you as well.
Let's do it. Let's bring the spirituality to the mainstream media. You know, I used to have, before I had this Up Your Brave show, I have my own Up Your Brave Rumble channel. And I used to do a series called Wake Up Your Woo. And it was me and my efforts to bring the woo to the world, as I used to say. And I think, I know some people don't like that term, but I think spirituality is on the rise and being more accepted, more encouraged. And I think it's going to help people heal and help them to navigate everything that we're all going through. I'd love to hear what you would do if you were to truly, maybe you're already doing it, but if you were to truly up your brave for the remaining months of 2024, what would you do?
Well, it's been on here and talking on here. That was definitely a big upping my brave. And, but you know, as I think about it, when we're talking as well, it's more about focusing on the individual moments. You know, from moment to moment, really, am I living my best life every moment? Am I living in integrity in every moment?
Amazing. Really, well, congratulations. I know it is a bit intimidating to be interviewed on radio. You've done well.
Thank you.
What else is coming up? So we've got the date, September the 22nd. It's a Sunday. Is there anything else coming up that you'd love to tell us about? And how can people connect? Can you list off some social medias and your website again?
Yeah, I mean, I would love people to join us on Facebook. We have just 2 weeks ago launched our Facebook page, and we have, I think, 131 followers so far, which is very exciting.
Let's double your numbers.
We've got 5 million people in New Zealand. Where's the rest of you? Come join us on Facebook. We will on there be giving some giveaways over the next 6 weeks up until the event. And also actually for people who are organising events, we've got some giveaways for that as well. So I'd love you to come join us and share it so that everybody knows about it. Everybody knows the event's happened or going to be happening. And just, yeah, I guess get the word out there, because I know it's kind of like my journey with it as well. I couldn't find it because it wasn't visible. So I want this to be visible so people can find it. So yeah, we're on Facebook and we're on Instagram, but actually we're not doing very much with that one, sorry. But yeah, definitely Facebook and our website, and it's just National Spiritual Day for the Facebook.
All across your platforms, you're very consistent. So I'm loving that. National Spiritual Day and the website nationalspiritualday.nz. I am more than happy to donate something to your giveaways. I can donate an essential oil to raise your frequency, or an essential oil to help tap into your spiritual side. So you and I can chat about that later, but I'm more than happy to do that.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Amazing. All right, Amanda, before we wrap things up, is there anything else you'd love to share with us about National Spiritual Day or celebrating spiritual values?
Really just, we would love you to join us on the day. And if you're interested and been involved in any way, just please go to the website and have a look. Just magic happens when people pull their energy together in a positive way. And that's what we want to do, spread that message.
Beautiful. Well, I will be definitely being present on that day. Thank you so much, Amanda, for joining us.
Great. Thanks, Natalie.
And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you. So connect with us today.